Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of August 1st. I'm your host, Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers Inn content. I'm a day late. It's been a busy week, so I'm going to try to keep this short. Although, you know, it never ends up being really that short, does it? I mean, it's short enough. Either way, it's a normal week this week, besides this being a day late. Ignore that. But I am on vacation again next week, and I promise I will be away from all podcasting during the weekdays. I can assure you that. I might find the energy and time to do a Patreon mini just to keep this thing up. I realize that I've been doing it weekly since the beginning of the year, if not earlier, so I want to kind of keep that up and see how it goes and see how the whole year looks. So, expect a guest on TGI. I will be asking Jocelyn to see who she's going to get. Maybe she'll try her solo show again. Who knows? But I can promise you the guest will not be me in a mustache disguise, even though that idea has been floated. But I denied it. I am actually going to take that night off. As for this week in the Gamers Inn, I did pick up Assassin's Creed Origins. I don't know if I'm continuing the, you know, Ryan revisits a game that Jocelyn played and covered on the show with, you know, Uncharted Lost Legacy, now with Assassin's Creed Origins. It was on sale, I believe, the Source, which is like a Staples-type electronics store. They're having like a fire sale on their video games, you know, next-gen versions for like $30 Canadian, which is a really great deal. So I took that to Best Buy and got 10% additional off for about like $27. So I have that game. Finally got a chance to dive in recently and have been having a good time with it. The game is very noticeably different from past Assassin's Creed games in that there's a loot system and equipment, and there are numbers popping up over enemies as you hit them, which is just, it's a little weird to see that in an Assassin's Creed game after, what, almost a decade of Assassin's Creed games, but it's kind of intriguing. And, you know, the setting of Egypt is also kind of fantastic. So I have been enjoying that. I'm only about an hour in. I'm going to try to play a little bit more before the show on Thursday to get a bit more in. But I believe, you know, Jocelyn bounced off it pretty quickly. So I'll get past that point. But it'll be interesting to see, you know, how that conversation goes. Because I know she wasn't a big fan of that game. So we'll see. Also, this week, the Warbringers trailer for Sylvanas launched. I got a chance to talk a bit about the first one for Jaina last week. A lot of people have been losing their minds over it. I think the animations on it are great. The writing on the song is awesome. It didn't really hit me as much as I thought it hit others, probably because I fall in and out of World of Warcraft lore every 2 years or so. But when I watched the Sylvanas one, I'm very familiar with Sylvanas's early story in Warcraft 3, and I haven't been a huge fan of her in World of Warcraft. I feel like she's just been kind of there and evil for evil's sake. And I think that the time for, and again, this is just my opinion, and I'm sure it'll come up on the show and we'll have this chat, but Sylvanas in World of Warcraft to me just feels like this extra character who was always, you know, trying to lead the Forsaken in a direction where she wanted to extinguish all life, you know? And that was sort of like the way they portrayed her in my mind from what I saw. I'm sure, again, Jocelyn included will probably correct me on this, but that's just what I saw on the surface as someone who's playing every 2 years. And, you know, obviously she did what she had to do to lead, you know, the Forsaken and lead the Horde when she was given that banner. But I feel like we shouldn't be surprised by her like completely turning on humanity or on the all living things, you know, especially in this Warbringers thing. And when I watched it, I was pissed. I was really upset at what was happening lore-wise. Like, not pissed at the decisions they made in game and in story, but more pissed at the fact that this feels like a step too far for a character that is in a faction of the game. Like, it feels like maybe either faction wouldn't have gone that far to torch innocence in the Tree of Life. It just seems a bit much to me. Like, I don't think you can come back from that. And honestly, I kind of thinking maybe I'll roll Alliance in in the expansion, only because they're setting up a really interesting story to see how the Alliance respond to this. I haven't picked up Battle for Azeroth. I haven't resubbed. Frankly, the way people reacted to this Warbringers movie or video, I don't feel like resubbing right away, because it seems like it might be a little too toxic in there. But it's interesting. I'm sure they'll go into it very in-depth in For Azeroth. But as you know, I don't have a World of Warcraft podcast, so I tend to talk about it from time to time. I'm sure it'll come up, because it's a big deal right now, and I haven't really gotten... I've gotten, you know, parts of Jocelyn's take on Twitter and stuff, and a lot of people's takes on Twitter, actually. So, yeah, look forward to that. If you haven't seen it yet, I mean, spoilers, but also you should go see it. It is beautifully animated, and that the video, I'm cool with it right up until sort of a certain point that is like, oh, you're straight up evil. There's no... You can't internet explain around that. You know, it's kind of hard. And for those folks who are saying, well, we don't know the whole story yet, it's like, I think we got the gist of it, at least the beginning of it. So I don't know how they walk this back in a way that keeps people happy that are Horde. So Alliance players, look forward to that. And I could be totally talking out my butt, because I don't play a lot of World of Warcraft. I understand the lore from, like, you know, early games to the bits and pieces that I get from playing the game every 2 years. So again, I'm not a hardcore fan. Take my words as they are, and you know, listen to For Azeroth. They will certainly give you the rundown, right down to the nitty gritty. But let's talk about other TGI content. Summoner's Call returns on Saturday. Legendary Lucina has arrived with her blue bow, the second colored bow user to join the game. Haven't had much luck summoning her yet. I put about maybe 100 orbs in. I've just been getting sort of 4 stars, 3 stars. No pity breakers yet, but we'll see. But there's still lots of time before Saturday morning, so I hope to get her and see how she works. So look forward to that on Saturday. New games coming out. Yakuza 0 is out on PC today. Jimmy is very happy in the Discord. I saw that. WarioWare Gold is out on 3DS on Friday. I believe it's a mixture of micro games from the previously released handheld WarioWare games. There's a great demo on the 3DS eShop if you're interested in checking it out, actually. I played that, and it was rather fun, and quite, you know, it had a lot of cool stuff in it, so check it out if you're curious. A New Gamers In will record live this Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern over on twitch.tv/thegamersin. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGIDiscord. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.